Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys for joining us here at HNLC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. We got ourselves in position, you know, waiting for the evangelist to come in here, Alan Carter, the man of God, who's actually hosting his show on tonight. We just want to thank God for you being with us here at HNLC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. And it's always a pleasure for you guys to step in and be with us. God, I'm going to delay the time. Got just a little jingle just going to be coming in to kind of push you guys in the way on what we're doing here at HNLC Studios. But I want to make my way over to the man of God who's actually going to be hosting the show on tonight. And that's no other than the man of God, evangelist Alan Carter. I'm going to get him in here and make sure we break the wave here. Man of God, God bless you.
Yes,
man,
sir.
God.
How
what's
y'all doing out there?
What's going on?
How you doing?
AC,
how you doing?
Evangelist AC. Hallelujah. Amen.
How y'all doing? How you doing? God bless
God,
you all.
Well. Oh, man, we bless
right.
you as well.
Well, to God be the glory. Thank God. Yes, thank God. This is Evangelist Alan Carter. Thank God I've been ordained now for the last couple of weeks into the kingdom. I thank God for Dr. Charles Ellis and his wife, Pastor Patty Ellis of Harvest Life International Church over in Plano, Texas, and thank God for his for Sister Renee, I mean Minister Renee, I'm sorry, Ellis, and her ordainment for ordination too. And I'm not going to be for you all long, but Praying Hands Ministry is the name of my ministry. We thank God for each one that's joined us, the one who could join us, the one who could not join us. But our line is always open. The number you want to reach us at is 605-313-6050, I mean 56. And access code is 859961 is on Wednesday night testimony service. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You feeling good? You feeling good, evangelist?
No, it's kind of.
We're gonna open it up, and we're gonna pray for you as we go forth. And you don't mind, you know, if you need the team to step in for you, always remember we're back here with a force that'll knock any kind of demonic force out of the box. So, Lord, we just declare in the name of Jesus, by the power and authority of the Holy Spirit, that we send forth the word through the morning of the Holy Ghost, right there where that man of God is setting. You said we declare and to call things in position that's out of position, that to be not of the word we call health, healing, joy, peace, and love in and over his household. And we declare, Father God, no weapon formed, created, designed, and known against him that shall prosper. Father God, touch him in every area of his body, whatever that may be, a sickness or illness that's trying to prevail. Lord, we loose it by the authority and by the illumination of the blood that you shed on the cross. And we declare that this man of God be healed by your authority, by your word, by your grace, and by your mercy that you bestowed upon him before the time he was born into this life that he's living. Lord, give him long life in the name of Jesus. Bless his household, bless his wife, bless his finances in the name of Jesus. Everything that you have in store for him, Father God, let it come fully, quickly, and to fruition through the power and the presence of your word and through your power. Lord, we thank you as we open up and go into what you have us to speak through and over the Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. We call it done, man of God. We call it done. Amen. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Man, I got anything you're talking about tonight that you really want to get specific?
No.
Also, I want to let you know you got evangelist, you got Apostle Lightner coming out of Ohio. He's going to be in a little later. He's actually pushing a powerful word dealing with the seven spirits of God over there in his studio. Mm-hmm. So, hey, man, let's see what you got on your heart. What the Holy Spirit talking to you about?
Well, I mean, I'm just thanking God that, you know, that I'm above ground and not ground on top of me.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for you, Dr. Ellis, and
everyone
that's connected to you.
Amen.
We give God the glory and the honor.
Amen.
Amen. You know, without God, would none of this be possible, none of us be here.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes,
so
man.
We give God the glory and the victory over the scorpions and serpents. Amen. He's our Gentile Redeemer. Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Yes.
Waymaker, burden bad load, carrying the prophet, sharer.
Come on.
When we didn't see no way, the way has already been made for us. You know?
Yes.
God.
Yes.
his glory and honor. But how many of them do?
Yes.
How many of them get when they eyes open up? How many of them say, Lord,
yes,
I thank you, the Father, and the Holy Ghost Trinity,
yes,
for blessing me with all the activities of my limb,
yes,
blessing me to,
yes,
see another,
yes,
wonderful and prosperous,
yes,
day. You know,
amen,
it's a shame that we don't give God the glory that he deserves. You see what I'm saying? All the rubies, diamonds, money, Cuban,
yes,
zirconias, none of that could be,
yes,
enough. But thanking him for what he had done when he went to Calvary Cross.
Yes.
When he,
yes,
hung him, stretched and wired, he bled and died for our sins.
Yes.
How many of them thanking,
yes,
him for that?
Yes.
How many give,
yes,
him the glory for that?
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
When they laid the,
yes,
two thorns on his head,
yes,
when,
yes,
the blood dripped from his forehead,
yes,
down. That was,
yes,
for our sins. But how many of them thanking him,
hallelujah,
for that?
Hallelujah.
You see, how many right now say, God, I thank you. For God, I want to live. For God, I want to,
yes,
die. How many,
yes,
would tell him that?
Yes.
You see, but,
yes,
he said, what did he say? No man would take my life except what? I lay it down.
Yeah, I lay it down.
See,
yeah.
Don't there you go.
It.
You see,
yeah,
there you go. He got that power.
Yeah.
See, the thing of it is, when you know better, you're supposed to do better. Get honor where honor is due. Amen.
Yes.
You see,
yes,
we can't, you know, a lot of times, and I say again, that's why the devil messes with us, because he see our future, he see how bright our future is.
Yeah.
You see, so he look over, he see what's going on. That's why he try to throw the obstacles in our ways. But no weapon formed, engineer designed against,
yeah,
no one prosper. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here it is,
yeah,
to God be the glory. You know, I see there's people leaving this world every day, they ain't saying goodbye.
Yes. Yes.
No man, no time, no the hour. You see what I'm saying? The Lord is coming back. But,
yes,
you should get your house,
yes,
in order. What we said in the song, Dr. Ellis, let's get right,
yes,
church, pack up church, it's good to go home.
Yes.
You see,
yes,
a friend
in
of mine,
the
guy, know his mother passed a couple months ago. I just found out today.
Yes.
And he said,
oh,
his
God,
mother was ready to see. Said she was ready to go. She was 85 years old.
Yes.
You see,
yes,
so she was ready. She said she was ready to go.
Yes.
You said she tired. She was tired of this world. She wanted to,
yes,
go see the Lord.
Yes.
Be with him.
Yeah.
You see.
No.
So this is what I'm saying. We got so much to,
yes,
be thankful and grateful for.
Yes.
So,
yes,
much.
Yes.
You,
yes,
see. So we just thank God, though. You know, I know I do.
Yes.
You know, I thank him every day. When Lord bless my feet,
yeah,
hit the floor, and he bless me to look,
yes,
up and get up,
yes,
I say, Lord,
yes,
I thank you. Without you, there will be no,
yes,
man.
Yes.
You see?
Mm. Mm.
Seen and unseen.
Yes.
You see? So the thing of it is, I thank him from everybody. The ones who,
yes,
is not here to thank him.
Yes.
You know, you got to give, in all things, like I said, you got to give thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, give thanks and all.
You see?
Yeah.
You see, he said, well, no good thing with what I will hold from you.
Yeah.
You see,
just walk away.
So this one, sir.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on now, talk to me. Tell me about it. You see, he said, cast all your cares upon me, then what I will carry them for you. But how many are doing that? They're going to give the devil the glory, and then give God. You see, the devil ain't going to do nothing but take you out there, leave you, drop you off somewhere, and laugh at you.
Yeah.
See? He won't get you away from the Lord anyway. You see, but what he tell the Lord, if you get out and worship,
yes,
me, I will bless you with all this. The Lord told him no.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
So what he did, he kicked the devil, he kicked Lucifer,
yes,
out of heaven.
Yes.
You,
yes,
see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
This all powers is what? In my hand.
Yeah.
In my
hand. It's been given to me. Yeah, it's mine.
You see what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
So this is what I'm saying. Be thankful and grateful.
Because
you could be laying flat on your back and looking up and don't know you're here.
Yeah.
Come on,
my
man.
Lord.
Come on, somebody.
In the name of Jesus.
You see?
Yes. Yeah, come on, baby.
He's a Gentile Redeemer.
Yeah.
You see, Waymaker, you know, wonderful Savior, wonderful Counselor. Oh, y'all don't hear me, though. Come on, now. Come on.
Mm. Come on, man.
Oh, geez,
come on.
I feel the Holy Ghost chills all over.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah,
I got here. Look here. I thank you for sparing my life. We didn't have to. A year ago, this past Mother's Day, I had to go to the hospital. Kind of finally said my heart was weak. To God be the glory, they had to put a pacemaker and a defibrillator in me.
You see, that Thursday, we're in Mother's Day, we had Thursday on the 22nd of May, they did surgery on me.
Yes.
Come on now. Tell me
yes.
my heart.
Yes.
Yes. You see, so but God. What does Psalm 118:17 say?
Yeah.
Allah shall live not die, declare the works of the Lord.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
This is what I'm saying. I got
my
so
God.
Much to be grateful and thankful for. So much to be thankful and grateful
yes,
for.
Lord, in the name of
he
Jesus.
He makes the ways out of no ways from them.
Yes, yes.
He opened the doors no man can close. When he closed
yes.
the door, he said no man can
yes.
open it.
Yes, in the name
oh,
of
y'all
Jesus.
Y'all don't hear me, though. Y'all
yes.
don't hear me, though.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
God,
we
thank
in
you,
with
Lord.
You, man.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. When I see no way, the wind's already been made.
Yeah. Yes.
You see, so that's what I'm saying. To God be the glory.
God
you
be
see,
the glory.
Be the glory. Yes, amen.
Yes.
You
hallelujah.
See, and that's why I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes.
That song by Fred Hammond keep ringing down in my spirit.
Yes.
Gentile Redeemer.
Yes.
Wonderful counselor, wonderful savior.
Yes, Lord.
Look,
yes,
come on,
Lord.
Man. Oh, Jesus. You see, if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? We'd be lost.
Yes.
That's why 124 and 1 says that.
Yes, yes, yes.
What there been that song by Marvin Sapp said, never could have made it without you, without
never
the Lord, my
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Never could have made it.
Yes.
You see,
yes, see
when everybody
Lord.
Seen the worst in you, but God seen the best
yes.
in you.
Yes.
Oh, y'all don't hear me,
yes.
though. Come on now. Come on now. Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
You're going to make me like on shout job, put them shouting shoes on, start shouting.
Go on, lace them up. Don't ain't nothing wrong with it.
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't lace
God,
them up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I
thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus,
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to bless me to be evangelist in your kingdom.
Yes.
You see, I thank you.
Yes.
And sister, and minister Renee to be a minister in your kingdom. He said, all thanks. Give thanks. Don't give us thanks, Lord.
Yeah.
You see, thank you,
Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
he's been better to us where we've been to our own.
Yeah, thank you, Father. Yes.
Oh, God,
yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord
yes.
Jesus. Out of our belly shall flow what rivers of living waters.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I feel them all in my back. I feel them all in my stomach. I feel them all over me.
Yes,
thank you,
Holy
Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, the steps of a good man is ordered by him.
Yeah.
Psalms 37:23 says that. Come on now.
Order.
Oh, Lord.
Order.
I step in the way that you would have for me to go.
Order.
Jesus. Order.
Yeah. Put that order.
Order.
Let me go to your Chick-fil-A and order something. You got to order. He's ordered.
Come on,
yeah, he's ordered. Order.
You got
to not in terms
get that
of what
order
you call.
Get that order.
Not like your order. Like put in order. No, you order. No.
There you go.
You come to me. Who I've inherited. Like, order for me.
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, Lord. Just let him marinate.
Hallelujah.
The better you cook, the better you preach. The better you preach, the better the Holy Spirit move. The more the Holy Spirit move, the better the blessings come. Lord, why not? Season me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it go. Yeah. I'm like a tender. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I feel that prayer must have touched something in your eyes. Yeah. You're feeling good right now. Yeah. When you get the marinade, you got flippy on one side. Flip to the other side.
Come on, sprinkle a little seasoning
up over here. Let that garlic sauce over here. Yeah, let it feel. Let it taste me. He's saying, see, I am good. In the name
come
of
on,
Jesus.
Come on, taste
go down
me.
Good.
That my God is so good to me.
Am I there? Yeah, that's what he wants to do. Man of God. I was talking to my little nephew, a great man of God. And he was asking me, my sons are grown. They're about like 9 or 10 years old. He said, I want to put them, my little son said he want to play football. But the COVID, I said, oh, man, look here. No. You put your son in your sport. But what you do, you command the blessings of the Lord. It's making rich. What is that, Proverbs 22? He said, the blessings.
It had no sorrow to it.
Am I there? He said, the blessings. Look how he put it. The blessings of the Lord, it. Not what they say. It make it rich. It make it rich. And it added no toil. He comes over there and tells you, man, he said over there in Psalms 91:5, he said, thou shalt not be afraid, evangelist, by the terror by night. Am I there? Nor the arrow, listen here, that flyeth by day. He said, nor the pestilence. That means every kind of sickness and disease that got the ability to inhabit this earth. The Bible said, you are obsolete because you know why? He said, you walk not in darkness. He said, nor will destruction be in your noonday. Now hold on a second. He said, look, and he said in the seventh verse, he said, a thousand, he's giving, when you look at the sixth verse of Psalms 91:6, he said, nor pestilence. That right there, if you understand your theology and you understand the Word of God with just principle reading, you take that and you break and you hermeneutic it back over to the area of the Word of God in Ephesians 1:21. That's a prophetic word. Far above all prince and powers, dominion, not only name, come on, in this world, but everything that was to come. He comes back in that 91:6, nor pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor destruction, come on, somebody, that walketh at noonday. He said, look, I'm going to be an eyewitness of what you see that won't even come near you. He said, a thousand shall fall on at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand side. Come on, man of God, but it would not come. Put your son in whatever you want to put him in, and declare the righteousness of God all open up in your life. He said, only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Baby, look here, if you walk upright, that's what the Word of God tells us. No good thing will I being the creator, you know that? The designer, the engineer of all flesh and blood over all sickness and disease, believing in the clan decree, when you come before me in heavy laden, cast all of your cares upon me, because you don't seem to understand. I'm the one that cares for you. Anything inhabiting you, anything bothering you must understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a mega God, an awesome God, a creative God. The Word of God decrees, man of God, and he tells you, look here, even in the midst of you going through your process, I need you to understand, even follow repetition of what I've done, according to John 14 and that ninth verse. He said, Jesus said unto him, be long with thee, yet I am has not known me, Philip. He's telling Philip, you don't seem to understand who you're dealing with. You got the power source right in front of you, and all you got to do is like JT&T is you say, just reach out and touch me. I'll be there. Whenever you call me, I'll be there. The word of God says over there in John chapter 14 in the ninth verse, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you? Some people know God, but they don't know of God. Am I there with anybody up off in here? Sometimes you can preach, walk the walk, and dress the type and dress the style, but you got to understand one thing. Jesus' name was a name given to the physical structure. But, baby, when you say Christ, risen from the dead, the Bible said every demon and every devil would tremble. The Bible said, I've been with you so long, yet you do not know me, Philip. He said, I've seen me and my Father. You have seen thou and I show us the Father. He said, when you have seen the Father, and how saith that thou have not shown us the Father. He comes back over in that 10th verse. He said, okay, you want to play it like that? Say, okay, believe it not that I'm in the Father? And the Father's in me, then if you don't believe me, I want you to watch my smoke. In other words, in the 10th verse, he said, believe it not that I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me. He said, word that I speak not of myself. So you got to understand, when you function by the Holy Ghost, it's not you speaking. It's the Holy Spirit that speaks to you. Mm-hmm. When you engulfed and trained by the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, no longer I, but him. See, he recognized that it's been the Messiah. His Father spoke for him. That's why he said what he said in the 10th verse. Believe it not that I'm in the Father, and the Father than me. The words I speak not of myself. That you say, I speak not of myself, but the Father, what? That dwells in me. He doeth the work. The Bible tells me that greater than he that is in you, than he that is in the world. If there's a disease. The Bible said, according to Romans 4:17, your power and in your mouth, you got to be able to speak, declare, and call things that be not what they were. But it comes once again in that 10th verse, over there in the 11th. He said, believe it not that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. He said, or else believe me for the work. Jesus said it clearly. I don't care if you like me or not. Just watch the word. I put all you critics saying, all you so-called Pharisees and disciples want to be top honors and scholars and all that. Just watch the work, and I'm going to prove to you who I say I am. He comes in that 12th verse, in that John 10 and 12, in that 14 and 12. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do. You also. I thought he told me greater than he that is in you than he that is in the world. The same one that's orchestrating Jesus' work is the same one that's orchestrating your work. How you not knowing under what you want to be like a Philip, not believing the claim that when you get up every morning, it's God who raised you up and enabled you to see the things and do the things you do, but yet
Come on, you still don't believe.
But only when you want to give me recognition, when you have a problem in your life, baby, if you don't get yourself up out of the rotor and you come to find out who I am and serve me like you're supposed to, and you will know just who I am. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you in that 12th verse, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. I don't see any kind of limits there. I believe the word speaks that right there in Jeremiah 32 and 17. Is there anything to not only for God to do, but for you to do? You just got to get the silence off the front line and do what God has called you to do. You worried about this, that, and nothing will happen. God said, no, you're calling on the wrong one. I'm the source. I'm the creator. I'm the design. I'm the engineer. I'm the plateau of all platforms. I'm the one that you need to get you through every problem that's going on in your life. Vandy, you just open up some stuff. And I'm telling you, when God gets to moving up in this, you better know that he moves. I don't understand the Vandy, Alan Carter, and praying hands vision has got a call in the work of the season of God, in the season of time that he's in, that the power and the revelation of God, and I believe that no weapon can come against you, not the silver able to stand. You blessed, your household is blessed, your daughters is blessed, your wife is blessed, your money is blessed, your life is blessed, your breath is blessed.
Yes,
you just blessed. And you got to believe that. Sometimes you go to the worst thing in your life, the enemy just trying to make you feel better because God elevating you. Just pushing you up.
I see. When the Lord stop blessing, the devil stop messing.
Yeah, well, we ain't worried about him. We worried about what the power of God can do. That says a greatness that's in you. And then he tell me that. He's saying greatness that's in you. Listen to how he's telling you that. Somebody just plays with this stuff because you don't even understand what's off in you. Jeremiah 1 and 5 told you, you was already created with it in you. What you got to do is understand how you got to activate. As soon as Jesus came out the synagogue and got the scrolls from that man of God, he's right there, the epistle, he went over there to that lake over there when he was doing that, the baptism of John the Baptist. He said he baptized him, and he baptized him, and Jesus came up out of that water. He said, now I'm activated, baby, to move in the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. When you look at the word of God and you declare the word of God, what he said over, and you take your Bible, and I give you time to get there for reference, because I want everybody to understand what's going on and what we're dealing with right here in this day and time, that he tells you over there, when you look at the word of God in Luke chapter 4, and you go down into that particular area verse, when Jesus got out of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and it fell upon him like a dove, Jesus said, now I'm fully activated. When he said he was fully activated, he said, look here, the Spirit of the Lord. No, you don't hear me. You somebody told you something. He said, the Spirit. Listen here. Before he was even active, he was just plain Jesus, just in a synagogue doing everyday traditional work of causing the Pharisees. And the Bible declared that when he went down there and he came up in the midst of that particular area where John the Baptist was, when he baptized them, the Bible said the dove ascended from heaven. The people say they had a war, but it was the power of God. He said, listen to my son who are well pleased. And then Jesus come back and follows up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Man, you got to know what's on you. It's a greatness in you. He said, because he, look who anointed. He said, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Not apostle Ellis, not bishop this, not prophet is this, not evangelist this, not a, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach the deliverance of the captive, and recover the sight of the blind. Baby, you ain't seen it. You see Jesus and set free the liberty for those who are abused. He said, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, you got it twisted. You want to get behind the pulpit, and you want to pull slot machines. You want to put on your robes and rings, and you want to build monument structures, and you want to think of yourself as being a little more high than you ought to think. But I understand in the season that we're in, God said, behold, I will do a new thing. And it's a spring force that you even know it. That's when you got to understand there's a new wave coming into the kingdom of God. And it certainly ain't about a man behind the pulpit. It ain't certainly about a brick that you roll. And in the name of Jesus, it ain't certainly about how many records you sell. It ain't about matter how you style yourself. It ain't matter how many seminaries you went through. The Bible declared once again, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal in the name of Jesus the brokenhearted and preach the deliverance to the captive. Some people out there captive don't even know who they are. God is moving in a season that you're in. Baby, if you don't get yourself together and you don't start running up behind people like you got a ring in your nose and people leading you around like you ain't nothing. And you get yourself together and find out who it is that's on you. The Bible declares, according to Jeremiah 1 and 5, I have anointed you. I've declared the word of you. I knew what was in you before you was born. I called a plan in your life according to Jeremiah 29:11. He declared and decreed the word. He said, the blessings of the Lord, it make you rich. No choice. But when you go back to Jeremiah 29:11, he said, there's a thought and a plan that I got for you. Ain't nobody talking to me this afternoon. It's good and not of evil, but an expected future. That means the plan that God has for us has already been revealed through the Spirit. Ephesians 1 and 5 said you have already been predestined. Because do the work that you're trying to run up behind somebody and get them to certify you, if you don't get your little old bitty self up out of where you are and go and move and do what you're supposed to do and let God have his way with you in a season that you're in. Man of God, I want to praise on, I'm going to preach on here, but I'm trying to get you to see. There's a power that's illuminated through the Spirit. There's a revelation of illumination. There's authority of a four winds of the Holy Ghost is dropping in everyone who believe and declare the word of God in a season that they're in. The Bible says there should be no weapons formed against you. That's prosper. You got to learn how to launch out into the deep as the word of God did. Don't worry about how much you've been told, how much you've been went through. Just trust God in the process and watch God deliver first-handed in a season that you're in. Man, the woman of God, y'all don't understand. This man is powerful. This man of God, Alan Carter, got to work on him in the name of Jesus. Come on now.
Yes. To God be the glory. I thank you, Dr. Ellis. You see, I sit back and I'll just listen at you. How you articulate your words, how you bring it in there. You're on fire for the Lord. You just like David. You have the God's own heart. You see, we need many more warriors like you on the team who's for real, who's not praying with God. You see, one thing about it, trouble don't last always. Psalms 35 says, weeping may do it for a night, but joy will come in the morning for you, Dr. Ellis. You get ready. You see, because one thing I know about you, you're for real about what you're doing for the Lord. See, there's no shortcomings for you. Remember, bigger blessings and stuff is here your way right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now over your life.
That's the Holy Ghost speaking.
In the name, come on. Prosperity over your life right now in the name of Jesus.
Joy, hallelujah.
No,
come on.
He said, no weapon. And no weapon formed against you will shall prosper. And every time
right
it rises against
God.
You, he said, Lord, I will condemn in judgment. Father God, right now, Dr. Ellis, meet his every need. Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus, you said, Lord Jesus, you will hold this thing from him. Father
thank
God,
you,
you
Lord.
Know he's an unrighteous man.
Yes,
man of God,
yes,
apostle.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
God,
hallelujah.
His wife is right there with him, side by side. They're walking hand in hand. Even his little daughter's right there with him. Oh, God, he's the head of his household, the priest of his home, Lord
touch
Jesus.
Lord
Jesus, you said in your word, Lord Jesus, whom the Son set free is free as he. All that foolishness, all the backbiting, jealous, envy, strife, and spirit, Jesus. Oh, God, do a sudden work right now.
In the name of
Jesus. In the mighty maximum name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, Lord, you never in his place. You watched over Dr. Ellis and his family, Lord Jesus.
Look over
Lord,
all of us, Lord.
See,
touch all of us, Lord.
He don't mind helping nobody. He don't mind helping nobody, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You see,
Lord
Jesus, that's what I like about Dr. Ellis.
Yes.
He's a go-getter. He's a go-getter in the name of Jesus.
You got to go at him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Speak straight ahead.
Speak
in the name of Jesus. Come on now.
Tell him,
hallelujah.
Tell him to get ready, doctor. Something you ready.
It's always unfolding. In the name of Jesus.
Something big ready happen
hallelujah.
For you. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Man of
he
God.
Said something that you've been asking for.
Thank
you, Jesus.
I'm slapped right up there. You right on it, too. You right on it.
It's coming to the fullness
in the name of Jesus.
It's giving something for Jesus now. He said, speak, Holy Ghost. He said, you don't have to work. You don't have to wait no more. Here it comes.
Yes.
Oh, receive,
yes.
Throw your hands up and down and receive it in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Father
God.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
This is a bigger blessing.
The blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Man of God, when you were speaking today, when you just said what you said today, you know, the other day, they had to put a new fence around my yard. Oh, Lord, help me. God, they better bring this to revelation. You know, in the days when we grew up, we didn't have fences around our yard like these new modern day yards. You fence it in with the fancy backgrounds and all of these things, the nice patio. You know what I'm talking about. But when the man came, he said, look here, he said, I said, do you want me? He asked me a question, man. He said, Mr. Ellis, do you want me to tear down the fence now? And I said, if you ain't got the material to put it back together, don't tear it down now. But my wife said to him, she said, I want you to see, let me tear it down. She tore the fence down, and man, it seemed like when I came outside on the back of my patio to let my little dog out to just get a breather, just to read or drink coffee in the morning, everybody in the neighborhood can see in my back. Did I say something to somebody? Are y'all listening to me?
Everybody
in the neighborhood can see in my somebody to put a fence up in your yard, and it's called the fence of the Holy Ghost. But when the man of God came back, began to put the foundation of the poles in, I watched him as he put every pole in the ground. And the Bible said, let that be a monument of a structure that I'm putting in place, that I'm going to guard you from this day forth. And the vantage you do not but speak a word in the name of Jesus. When the man of God, it was just like Nehemiah, they said they began to put up the board and they began to put the fence around. And the man was working hard. He said, we ain't never worked this hard. But something, he said, it's telling us to get this done for you because you feel bad about what's going on. The man began to put the border and they uncovered the whole backyard. They began to cover it more and more and more and more. It began to engulf and cover. God said, now you feel a sense of security. When I tell you that I'll cover you from every outside source and every and every evil thing to try to come at you, you don't understand what I'm showing you by the building of this fence. Baby, I got a hedge of protection around you, and no demon and no devil in hell can come against you. But you got to understand, nobody can speak anything on you or against you unless it's through my authority. You are my son, you have declared you to do my word. That even as you sat on the end of your bed, I saw a bosa on the bed that morning. I showed you a picture of an atom moving with all sorts of colors. When that atom began to move, there was a voice came out of that atom. Told you, I called you to speak the gospel. You didn't question it. You didn't say why. You didn't say nothing. You just stood attention and you said, I know what I got to do. When the word of God tells you to stick your heels in and get them moving, there's a thing that's coming. And I'm telling you, man of God, you don't see it. The first wave, according to Psalms 91, you saw a lot of people fall, but God said you ain't learned nothing yet because you don't understand who's in power. It wasn't about the election. It wasn't about who's in president. It was about me and me only. During the course of the time, I have exposed a lot of these wannabe so-called dog prophets to get you to see who they really are. And now that you see the truth of what it's really all about, you got to understand that you got to rely on me and everything that I command you to do in the season that you're in. When I say I'm coming you by the blood. When I put my hedge around you, my heads it around you. You ain't got to be proved by nobody else but me. John ain't got to approve you. Bishop Mike ain't got to approve you. Pastor Ellis ain't got to approve you. Evangelist Carl ain't got to approve you. You got to know who you are. You got to know that you know that you know in the season that you're in.
The
last days, he said in the book of Timothy, he said, these are perilous times. The Bible says another wave coming through. They call it the Delta, but God said, I'm already headed on the way before the COVID even went out. When you talk about the process that was going over in Egypt, when multiple plagues began to come up and supper the people, when you read over in the area of Exodus chapter 8 and that 28th verse, he says, about this time tomorrow, I'll put a difference between my people, and tomorrow this thing should be, man, woman, God, you better wake up and you better listen. They still trying to run their way. As it said about the Pharisees, you take the word of God to no effect. You didn't hear the first blitz that came through. God said, I'm coming again. When I come this time, it's going to be worse than the first. Man of God, you better hear me and hear me good. It's a move going on, and people ain't got to believe it. I don't care what your theology idea was. I don't care what you think from your seminary degree, how big your church is, how big your name is. I'm telling you what the son of doctor read the word of God said. I'm coming, and I'm coming again. But this time, it's going to be worse than the first, because I'm going to get you to understand that who I am. He had the dog Pharaoh out, and every devil that was in Egypt, he had to kill every one of them gods was out there to prove them that he the only God. Man has not bowed to who they really understand who God really is in their life, man. God, they ain't seen nothing yet. I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. But those who worship me, will worship you in spirit and truth. God, I'll let you thrive right in the middle of a storm. You're going to see the people of God thrive right in the middle of a storm. It is your season. I'm talking about an innovative voice. Now, I'm talking about not something that's having an innovative voice. God's voice is speaking in a season and in a time that we're in. And you got to be careful, and you got to know that you 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 know. Don't worry about what John says. Don't worry about this apostle else, what he says. Don't worry about what evangelist Alan Carter says. You're going to have to pray and line this stuff up with the word of God. Don't worry about what I'm telling you. You got to take it to the kingdom of God. Because I am not source. I am not I'm just an information system to bring forth the word. But how dare I put myself up in a position to be something that I'm not. The Bible says any man who think of himself has been something he's not. He's already deceived himself. And you got a lot of deception that's going on in this day and time. Look at me. Validate me. More people. More this. More that. They want everything for themselves. But you say you just keep on running your lonely path. You just keep on running the path. Evangelist Carter, come on in here. But we don't want to hold him too long.
Yeah, well, the Lord told me to tell you, Dr. Ellis, be not a king in the yoke of bondage. He said, you know what he's talking about. So, Lord Jesus, I'm just a messenger to deliver the message unto Dr. Ellis for what you told me to tell him. You see, but I say this to him. Anything they're trying to reform against them will not prosper. They better be careful, for there's something to fall before they get to him. And I say this. I don't know why I'm saying it. But Holy Ghost, you know why. You see, somebody is trying to pull the wool over his eyes, trying to run game. But Holy Ghost, he's your chosen one. Psalms 105 says, for it touch not my anointing to do my prophet no harm. So, Lord Jesus, I decree and declare that anyone to try to do him any harm, Lord Jesus, show yourself mightily in this situation. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, when you get through whooping, you won't take a fight when you're whooping. And you do whoever they try to harm you, you won't go to jail. But, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, touch him right now, Jesus. Strengthen his mind and his heart.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you got the power to do it. I'm just obedient. You said obedience is better than a sacrifice.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, back over to you, Dr. Ellis, back over to you.
Well, man of God, it's only about so many minutes we got to get out of here. We didn't get the other. But you know what? We on. We do what we do in the way we do it because we're by God.
Yes.
Father God, even as we go off of this broadcast on this man's show, we thank God for each and every time he had me to be on with him. Lord, we just declare by the word and by the power, every one of his teammates, his sisters, his family, his mother, all of those, Father God, as we pray for the Greer family, Father God. Not only pray for the Greer family, but our good friend, the Price, man, Lord, Phyllis Price, who lost her life, and all the other ones, Father, upon my team and his team that may have slipped away, that you took them onto the kingdom of God. Lord, we bless them. We ask you to look over them and keep them in your presence and powerful mighty name. We pray, Lord, even as we open up the doors of this particular service at this time, for man and woman, God, to come in from every direction. Doesn't matter where they are. But if they just bow down on their knees right where they are and accept you into their life. No fancy this, no fancy that, but just say, Lord, I love you and I want you to come into my life and I need you to help me go where you want me to go. I just decree right now in the name of Jesus, by the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, that you touch, rule, reign, Father God, in the midst of where they are, going to their households, whatever may be going on in their household, Father God, loose it, subdue it in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father God, to touch them in every area and every part of their life, that they may continue to know that you are God, and beside you there's nothing. We decree the word, we declare the word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we call it done. In your precious and powerful name, we pray, Lord. Anyway, come on, evangelist, before we get out here. Send us off with a good word.
Father God, I say like this. Love your brothers. Respect your mother, but teach your sisters how to be a lady. Strengthen their minds. Strengthen their hearts. Lord Jesus, don't forget about us. The ones, Lord, is who needs you. Who needs you each and every day. You can go where no doctors can go. You can touch where no doctors can touch. Lord Jesus, you're Dr. Jesus. Gentile. Ruler. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
It's a blessing to all your beautiful sisters that are on the line, all those who are joining us, whether coming by radio or out there. Look, receive the prayer. I mean, it don't take a whole lot. You can do it right there in your closet. You can do it right there on your knees, right at your coffee table, right where you're eating. Just throw your hands up. You don't care about all that stuff, being a fancy arena. He just wants you to have a one-on-one with him. And realize that in your life, the plan of God is really more than we see. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis, along with the man of God, on Evangelist Alan Carter, Praying Hands Ministry. In the name of Jesus, we just declare, we thank you, God, for listening with us. To each and every one of you, look, y'all have a blessed day, and make it a great evening. In the power and the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brothers.
Oh, yeah.